And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Hawkins, Callista.
Take it back.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Some Swedish action rock there from the Hawkins with their new single, Callista. And just in case you're interested, we are ending the show with a bit of Swedish action rock as well. I know how you love your action rock.
I do.
Is this technically action rock? Yes, it is. It's a Broadchurch action rock. Everything's a Broadchurch on Punky Radio. Punky Radio is a Broadchurch, Tony.
Mm.
I'm calling that action rock. Absolutely brilliant. Love the Hawkins. Played them a couple of times before. Don't know where they're from in Sweden. You can find out a bit more about them by going to their Bandcamp page, which is
thehawkins.bandcamp.com.
Thehawkinsband.bandcamp.com. Tony Nil, Paulie B on the internet. One, more from the Hawkins, if we get it, in future weeks. But right now, I've got more than one joke for you, Tony. Mm. I've only got two. If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Before we get to Jeff, I've heard from Timo.
Oh.
That's right. Now, what he thinks he's doing in this section, I don't know. But anyway, surely you guys know your place by now. But Timo says, "Hey, Tolo, Paul, something just crossed my mind. Why do you call someone who speaks three languages trilingual? Someone who speaks two languages, bilingual, but someone who only speaks one language, French." And then he says, I know. This would work equally, if not better, for English or US American. But I'm heading to Toulouse later and already getting my grump on. Keep up the good work and send my regards to Mr. Hearn, Timo." And he signs off, mit Pfefferminz, binish, de Grinch. Now, I imagine that's a line from The Grinch, is it?
But it's like,
with peppermint, am I the Grinch? I don't know. There you go. That's proving that the English speak more than one language. That's right. I can just about make up something that is almost a literal translation. But also, we've heard from Jeff. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Yep.
Jeff says, I made some Moroccan dinner rolls. I think they tasted better using the outdated thyme I found in my pantry. It was richer this way. I really like that old thyme Moroccan roll. Jeff, P.S. Someone threw a milkshake at a politician. People are saying it could have been a bomb, which is kind of weird. Why would you throw a milkshake at a bomb? Like it, Jeff. And also, we'll talk about this in a second. But first of all, let's hear Jeff's thing again. So proud of that.
Yeah.
Now, what is the point of throwing a milkshake at Nigel Farage? What is the point of it?
Listen, there isn't one really.
All it does is bring attention to Nigel Farage,
yep.
The very person that you want this nation to ignore if you don't want him to have an influence on British politics. So what do? You draw attention to him. This is what I'm saying about the mad youth, Tony.
Yeah.
They don't think things through. If you want to be effective in a way to stop that man in his tracks, what you do is wait until he's being filmed and go and unplug the back of the camera.
Yeah.
Or just all turn around, turn your back to him. He hates that.
yeah, just do a Borussia Dortmund. Is it Borussia? No, it isn't Dortmund. Is it? Who are the team that does that?
I can't remember. Someone did.
You don't know. Is it? There's one team that I can't remember who it is. Oh, it's Poznan. Poznan, isn't it? It's Poznan. When they score a goal, they'll turn around. But basically, what the youth of Britain need to do is Poznan Michael Farage.
Poznan.
Nigel Farage. I always call him Michael Farage. Nigel Farage. Nigel Garage. Right. Yep. Listen, I'm sure there will be some more politics in this show. I doubt it very much. We have got something else that would normally be in this section that I'm saving till the end of the show. But right now, two songs in a row. Stay tuned for The Pee-wees. Mm. But first, Tony, band called Big Fat Big. Ooh. Big Fat Big. One word, Big Fat Big. Right. Pop punk from the northeast. I don't know whereabouts in the northeast. This was one I'd earmarked a while ago. No, in fact, before Easter. This song appeared on the Manchester Punk Festival 34 free to download compilation. Find that out by going to manchesterpunkfestival.bandcamp.com. That's right, isn't it? Or if you just type in Manchester Punk Festival, you'll be able to track it. Basically, you will be able to get this song for nothing if you want to. However, you can go to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/bigfatbig.
It is facebook.com/bigfatbig. Tony one, Paul of the internet one, stay tuned for the Pee-wees. This is Wrong Place, Wrong Time.
Don't know why I'm pretending to be something I'm not, something that's not me. Doors are closed, there's no way through, so I lie to myself and I lie. But if I wear it, I just look like I'm crashing. It's a spoonful of sugar on the slide for you, 'cause white ties always drunk words.
Foxy Moron.
Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Pee-wees, Lost in the Middle. That is Italian rock and roll from La Spezia. We played them before. Love the Pee-wees. That's the third single from their latest album, One Ride. What is the Pee-wees Bandcamp page?
thepeewees.bandcamp.com.
It is thepeewees.bandcamp.com. It's thepeewees.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. And we will continue our association with the Pee-wees. As long as they keep bringing out brilliant stuff like that, we'll keep playing it. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to the page facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. As we say, easy way to leave us a comment is reply to last week's show post, and we shall see them. Get those comments in. We haven't had many this week, so if you are on Facebook, don't forget, do pop by and say hello. Especially if you've never been in touch before. Lone Creep got in touch this week.
Hey, Tolo, Lone Creep.
And he just said, woo!
Lone Creep is in Albuquerque.
Right.
A friend of mine is thinking of moving to Albuquerque. I had the weirdest airport experience of my life in Albuquerque once, when the kindness of interest and interest of the people working there led to me missing a flight. However, I would quite like to go back to Albuquerque, and the fact that there's now my friend Pam might be moving there, and also Lone Creep already there, I'm going to have to sort this out. It's a year or two away. I've got plans for the immediate future, but I'm not ruling out Heg Tolo, Lone Creep.
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Very well.
More comments, please. Here's a band I'll never tire of, and this has got some amazing news here. Das Kapitans have got a new album out, Tony.
Yeah, cool.
It's their 14th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course,
their 14th
yeah.
album, but you have to bear in mind, during lockdown, they brought out one a month, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's their 14th album, and you know what? When they've got a bit more time to spend on them, all it does is make them even better. Right? They are, as I say, Norfolk indie punks. From the Norfolk Cambridgeshire border. Sometimes they say they're from Peterborough. Other times, Norfolk. All I'll say is, they have a crazy bunch of guys and they are prolific. And they are great. And I would consider them friends of the show, to be honest.
We
get vaguely personalised emails from them, which are really nice. And I say vaguely because obviously the main body of it is the thing they're sending to everyone, but they do send us a few more words than I know you would get in a circular, and it's really nice because we love Das Kapitans, Tony.
We do.
What is Das Kapitans Bandcamp page?
daskapitanspunk.bandcamp.com.
daskapitansband.bandcamp.com. daskapitansband.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Paul being Internet 2, this is Fake Friends.
Inside, all nice, on the outside, fake
You're listening to Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Das Kapitan's Fake Friends from their new album, which is out on the 14th, which is pretty much a day or two after you've heard this, with any luck. Strongly recommend that you get hold of it. Das Kapitan's band.bandcamp.com. Did you do anything last week?
So we had alcohol practice again. That's getting ever closer. We are now less than a month away from that gig, and then it will all be done, and we can put it back in its box for 7 years. That was good. We had our first house viewing.
You're gonna do 15 songs in 10 minutes when you get to that gig, aren't you?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be tight. Should be good.
We had a house viewing Friday in Cromwell in Newark, one of those little villages. Nice, right. Not quite big enough.
I had always seen you as something of a roundhead. I think if we were either way, I hope you don't mind me saying so, but I would probably be the Cavalier.
Right.
But I think actually the way you go about performing on stage, you are extremely Cavalier. But I think in other ways, I think you lean more towards the round heads than I do, I think. Okay. And it isn't because I want to wear a hat with a feather in it, of course I do, but I just feel like I'm not saying that necessarily I have slightly better breeding. I don't mean that at all. I'm part gypsy. Have I told you that before?
I don't know. Possibly. Yeah, I think you've shared.
It's a long story, but anyway, I'm part gypsy, and it might explain how I go about my life. I see you more as a roundhead and me more as a cavalier, even though I'm the one with the round head now.
Ah.
They got no air. But anyway, yeah, so anyway, Cromwell.
Yeah, the house in Cromwell. Nice, not quite right. And that's the first one we viewed, but it was tempting. Very nearly considered it, but I think we're going to keep looking. So it was the first one, so it spurred us on to finish this house because there's still a few little jobs to do before we can
sell it.
Well,
it's only been 10 years.
I know. I've got to do some tiling. You know how much I hate that.
God. Just pay someone, Tony.
No. Shan't be doing that. And then band practice.
That's why you're a roundhead.
There you go.
And that's why I'm a cavalier.
Yeah, so yeah, isn't all that kind of stuff. It's the ghost of Christmas fucking White House doing up. And band practice again today for the babies. It was all good. How was your week?
Well, I was going to go and see Caesar Mirth on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Thinking it was free.
Ah, okay.
And when I looked at it, it was part of a Castle Rock weekend thing that they had going on. And the Saturday was £27.50 on the door.
Jeez.
So I stayed in and watched the telly.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not that much of a cavalier. So I didn't do that. Friday night, I had an angry sleep, which is also called watching England lose to Iceland 1-0.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, absolutely dreadful game. It doesn't make any difference in the greater scheme of things, but as a televisual experience, it was pants. And for anyone who bought a ticket, tickets to Wembley aren't cheap. Yeah. Anyone who bought a ticket, they must have left there thinking, what a waste of time. Mm. What I did do this week was I binge watched the Outlaws new series.
Right.
Don't know whether you watched that.
I've seen any of them.
It's on iPlayer. Watch it from the start. It's absolutely brilliant. This is the third season. And it's a Stephen Merchant vehicle.
Oh, okay.
But there are some ridiculously famous people in it, considering that it is based on a bunch of people doing community service in Bristol. If I just say that Grandpa is Christopher Walken, right?
I have seen the first series.
It's absolutely brilliant. The second series is great. This third series is absolutely brilliant as well. It's an example of British humour at its best, in the same way that Brassic is as well, but Brassic's kind of a northern, more extreme version. But I do think it's absolutely British, absolutely great. Richard E. Grant is fantastic in it as well. But I then was inspired by that to then give The Detectorists a go, because I didn't see it the first time round. I've seen bits here and there. I've watched the first season, and I have to say Detectorists is absolutely delightful. I'd say not even British humour, it's English humour. What it is gentle, it's rural, it's a bit sly, there's a bit of backstabbing. It's exactly like being English.
Yeah.
It really is. And there's a bit in it towards the end of the series that made me chock on my cornflakes. Made me chock on my cornflakes, Tony. I burst out laughing late on Saturday night and then had to shush myself for fear of waking up the neighbours.
Wow.
Absolutely terrific. And then, ultimate letdown of the week, Doctor Who.
Right.
Quite simply, I think the worst episode of Doctor Who I have ever seen. Yeah. I can't bring myself to talk more about that. After saying last week that Doctor Who was great. Did I say it last week? It was a great one. Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah.
Anyway, last week's Doctor Who I thought was superb. This week's one, quite possibly the worst one I have ever seen. None of it made any sense at all as to why it even had to happen. And I did put on someone's Facebook page when they said about how they hadn't liked it. I said, if I had the gift of time travel, I'd have taken my retardist back to when the bloke started writing it, and I'd have smashed up his space typewriter with a Cyberman's leg.
Right.
It was dreadful.
My bad, eh?
Now, shall we talk about the election now, or shall we do it the next bit? Not the next bit.
What's that? Mind. Next bit, maybe, because I haven't got a lot going on next week. Right. Spoiler alert.
Because I'd rather talk about Paul McCartney.
Right, okay, cool.
Right. Now, that's not something that I really ever thought I'd say on this show.
Hmm.
But then I have to say that whereas you got stuck looking at lathes for ages.
Oh, God, yeah.
I've managed to look at some of the right things that means that I now get things suggested to me to go and look at that are to do with musicians who've done something you didn't expect them to. And in 1980, Paul McCartney recorded a punk song. Right. Now, bear in mind that on the Clash song 1977, they say no Elvis, Beatles or the Rolling Stones. The fact that Paul McCartney even wanted, he was obviously influenced by the music going on around him. And by 1980, he had come up with a song. He did a demo of it, but he never dared record it and put it on an album because he thought all the young kids would take the mickey out of him for trying to be a punk rocker. Which wasn't his intention at all. But anyway, he did this one song, and I found it. I found he did a few demos of it. Well, at least two. One of them is the one we're going to play, which says the song, and it says best demo. But actually, the one I kind of would have rather have played was the other demo, where you hear him, the background, as he's singing and as he's playing on it, he's actually doing a lead guitar, but going wee 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 at the same time. But anyway, we're not playing that one. We're playing this one because the very start of it just goes dun 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 dun, cut his head off. It name checks Sid Vicious. It's what would happen if a Beatle tried to do a punk song. So it's not quite there, you know.
Yeah.
It's not a balls to the wall punk song. But you know what? I really, really like it. And because it was only a demo that was never recorded, even though it's Paul McCartney, mate, absolutely anyone can play this. You don't need any rights for it. It's fine.
Hmm?
So we can just have it. It's there on YouTube. I have robbed it from YouTube, but it's worth it. This is as from the vaults as it gets for Punky Radio. It goes back to 1980, a song that was never properly recorded. This is the demo of it. What I want to know, Tony, in case some people haven't heard of Paul McCartney, what's his website?
PaulMcCartney.com?
It is, PaulMcCartney.com. I wondered whether you're going to go with .co.uk.
Yeah.
PaulMcCartney.com. Tony 3, Paulie Bean Internet 2, and this is, I love this, this is Boyle Crisis.
Cut his head off.
One night in a lava the kid man's in. He was scarred with a rod in a pyramid. There was only one thing to hold him in check. Well, he knew that he must have the chains of Louis during the ancient days. She didn't glance at the pimple on his neck. You see, he had a boil crisis. Boil crisis. Once again.
got a boil crisis. Boil crisis. Once again, it rears its ugly head. Ow!
Listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Paul McCartney and Boil Crisis. Unbelievable that he did that. But saying that, you go back to the White Album, the Beatles did, Paul McCartney and John Lennon did Why Don't We Do It in the Road. Well, you know what? You play that song now, you played that alongside 70s punk songs, you go, you know, that stands up. Perfectly capable. The only thing the Beatles never really licked, I think, was Scar. The only Scar song they ever did was Oh Bloody, Oh Blada, which is a bit pants.
Yeah, not really, was it?
So they never really got Scar or reggae right, but most other genres they're a crack at, or invented. Yeah, that's the other thing. Now, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide. They cut his head off.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. You have a gig for me? Do it. Do email me. Tony@punkyrage.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international. Does not have to be in the UK. There you go. And you haven't sent me one again, so I have found one that is pertinent to the show.
Oh.
It was Dammy Records this week, so this Friday.
Peg Tolo, damn it, by the way. They are brilliant, aren't they?
They are. So this Friday they've got one of their showcases again with obviously Cato Street Conspiracy, COVID-21 and Chips and Gravy,
right? That'll be great.
All of which we featured on the show.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah, it's a proper kind of hardcore punk night, quite a roundhead night, I would say.
Oh, there you go.
Quite a roundhead night.
And it's in the Victoria Bikers Pub in Colville. And it's
which we love.
And I think I will be playing at some point. I hear the grapevine from Lord Asterix.
I'm sure you'll get in there at some point.
We'll be on there at some point. It's fiver on the door, and it's this Friday. Start at 7 p.m.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
Three great bands. I was about to say good cause, but a good record label.
It is a label of sorts, yeah.
Yeah, so it's worth
calling the label.
Give them a five. If you are in there, do check them out. That's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Right, Scattered Ashes, Tony. They are, I'm going to call them Irish alternative, somewhere between goth and punk, right? But they have a London connection now as well. They brought out their first ever EP. This is a track from it. What I want to know is, what is Scattered Ashes' website?
Scatteredashes.com.
scatteredashesdublin.com.
Yeah.
Paul Internet 3, Tony 3, Aoife.
Hold it back. Don't give it away. Too many voices. Can't hear what they say. The room is spinning. The trophy is dry.
Listening to Rich Morton's sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Scattered Ashes, a track called Aoife, Irish alternative. I'm saying Irish alternative. They are more sort of gothy than punky, I would say, but anyway. Track called Aoife there. And just before I say about ask you about this week, I just want to mention that last week I was having a chat with a bloke called Charlie, and Heg Tolo Charlie, who has never listened to Punky Radio before, didn't really know a lot about what I did, and we had a chat, and anyway, the next time I saw him, he went, "You've done my head in." I went, "Why?" He went, I've gone down a rabbit hole." I went, "What?" He said, "I've watched a lot of Bongs of Praise." Still available if you're on Facebook, facebook.com/PBETV. You can find out what I'm talking about there with Bongs of Praise. But anyway, I can only apologise, Charlie. I have been rather cavalier about it. But anyway, really pleased about that. Are you doing anything this week?
So Wednesday, the babies are going into Unit 5 to do a live recording.
Oh, sweet.
Just of the set. So we're going to put the set down and get someone to film it. So that'll probably pop up at some point.
Good.
So yeah, should be nice. And apart from that, that's it. Apparently it's a quiet week music wise, so no band practice after that.
Right.
Might go into seeing another house. Who knows where that will be. But that's about it really. What are you up to?
Well, you know, it was like the thing is these days that you're the one who gets out and does the rock and roll stuff, and I'm the one that sits at home doing his garden. You know, if anything, I'm the roundhead Tony, you're the cavalier. this week I am once again going to be pestering my publishing company about my fucking kids book. I do like to call it my fucking kids book. I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all to call it that. You know, you're trying to sell something, but anyway, it's my fucking kids book. By the time it comes out, it will be my delightful kids book, but for the time being, it's my fucking kids book. So I'll be on with that. I've managed to pull some plants and weeds out of my garden. It's nearly ready now to give it something of a makeover. Well, that won't happen this weekend, because this weekend I'm probably going to go down and see my mum, because I haven't seen her in a while. So I'll be going down there because my mum has something for me.
Oh.
We had to check. It was something that was inherited from my Uncle Ron when he died, and it was Uncle Ron's take on one of the most famous painting, if not the most famous painting of all time. And what he's done is a kind of cartoony boss-eyed Mona Lisa, right?
Oh, nice.
And I absolutely love it, but it was left to my brother. Fortunately, he's got no interest in it whatsoever, and has said that I can curate it until my own death, because we all know that I'll die before my brother, so he'll get it back anyway at some point, which means that next week I'm going to be hanging a boss-eyed Mona Lisa in my house, and
nice.
I cannot wait.
Excellent.
I cannot wait. I'm obviously going down to see my mum as well, but the boss-eyed Mona Lisa is my main intention. Now, let's talk briefly about the election, shall we? Would you like to start?
We've talked briefly before the show. I've never known anything like... I've never seen a party self-combust as much as the Conservative Party have done, from choosing an election at completely the wrong time for their own good.
It's utterly random, isn't it?
Not appeasing the right wingers in every shape or form, leaving early at D-Day because it was getting a bit French, cancelling all media appearances.
Just unbelievable. When you think about the fact that really the Second World War was us against, on the Western Front, was us against Germany until the Americans decided to help us out. We were pretty important to those D-Day landings.
Yeah.
And he couldn't even be there for the whole day. Just unbelievable. Just shows how out of touch the man is with... He doesn't feel British, does he? You know, that's the thing. He doesn't feel... For all he says, I love this country and all that, he doesn't get this country at all. He doesn't get the people. So what does he do? He pulls out some shite every day in the hope that some of it will stick. And it just doesn't. It's like when he came up with the, oh, by the way, if you vote for Labour, it's going to cost you an extra £2,000. Well, it might do. But even the way the Tories have done it, that's over 5 years. That's £400 a year to live in a better place. You know, I'd be all right with that. So that backfired, and then it came up, you've made this up. And when they tried to say, oh, we got that from the Treasury and the Civil Service, and the Treasury and the Civil Service said, no, you didn't. You made it up, you tit. Right? It's like everywhere, every time he tries to do something, it backfires because he hasn't thought it through. It's a back of the fag packet thing, isn't it? Every time. Yeah. And this thing now, they're saying, oh, we're going to scrap capital gains tax for first-time buyers and whatever. Not camp gates.
Stamp duty.
They've been doing that anyway.
Yeah.
It's just the last bit of it that is up to £425,000. It doesn't affect most people.
And also, what's stopping people buying a house isn't stamp duty.
No,
it's not having enough fucking money to buy a fucking house.
Money to buy a house. Yeah. It's like most people's first house is not going to be that much anyway. They won't pay stamp duty anyway. Just shut up.
Yeah.
It's not going to help us out. But what I will say is that neither the Conservative Party or the Labour Party have said at any point how we're going to fund what we want to do is by paying the top... Sorry, is by taxing the top 1% of this country what they should be being taxed, by putting in corporation tax on huge multinational companies that have so far avoided it because they've been getting backhanded to the Tory party. And I don't know why even won't come out and say, we are going to raise tax, but only to the very wealthy.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be a problem.
I'm not sure. I mean, Labour did that last time. Maybe that. Yeah. Maybe that's why they're just so shit scared, and they just they're doing nothing, and they will win that way. So I guess.
I understand. Yeah. I do understand to a certain extent that basically Labour are just letting the Conservative Party hoist themselves by their own petard, where they just sit there and go, every time you fuck up, we get another seat. You do realise that, don't you?
It's just
we're not having to do anything at all. And now that it's already been established that this 2 grand was a lie, now Labour have got that. And every time the Tories say that, they go, lies!
Yep.
You know, lies. Look how you lied about that. You know, it's a pack of lies. And it's great because even when Penny Mordaunt was on that thing, did you see the thing with the 7 of them?
Oh, I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah. But anyway, they asked her the question, was he right? She went, no, he's wrong. No, he's wrong. Like the first thing they asked the person representing the Conservative Party, was Rishi Sunak right to leave the D-Day thing early? She went, no, absolutely terrible decision. But she's horrible, though. That's the thing. She's very good at protocol.
I think with a sword.
Very good at protocol, yeah. But actually, she comes across as being not a not very nice person. And when a not very nice person is saying that someone is even worse than them, and by the way, that's the one we want you to vote for, you're saying, just give up now.
Yeah.
There was a famous front page on The Sun years and years and years ago. It's probably 87, I think, maybe. But it said, if you vote Labour and they get into power, will the last person to leave turn the lights off?
Right.
It feels like that now, doesn't it? Even their own press, the Tory press, are rounding on the Conservative Party and are basically putting their weight behind Labour because they want, once there's a Labour government in power, which they know now that there absolutely will be, they want to be able to get some stuff from them. Yeah. And if they piss them off, they won't talk to them.
Even The Spectator is against them.
Yeah, incredible.
Nuts. I've never seen anything like it. I'm here for it.
It just feels like... Again, in the words of The Clash, when they said, if Adolf Hitler flew in today, they'd send a limousine anyway. But now I'm thinking, if Adolf Hitler could vote today, he'd vote Labour. that's the situation we're in now.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
Genghis Khan vote. Oh, no, I'm not voting for those weirdos. Those people are too far right. You know, Mussolini's going, I just want something moderate. I just want some middle ground, you know. Incredible. Anyway, feels like we've spoken for 15 minutes, so let's play 2 songs in a row.
Okay.
All right, stay tuned for June Rest, a band we've never played before that I'll be telling you about shortly. But first, another band we've never played before, Specky Cult, Tony, which is eclectic folk punk from the northeast of England. And I've got to say, this song, once you hear this song, it goes through different phases, this song. It starts off exactly what I like. Then it goes into something I don't really like so much. Then it goes back to something I really like again. And then there's an extra bit there. And it's like they've managed to appeal to 4 different markets in one song, which I think is a great achievement. What is Specky Cult's website?
SpeckyCult.com.
It is SpeckyCult.com. That makes it Tony 4, probably being Internet 3, and this is Love Crap.
When you will be, don't lead you by the nose. Drop your defenses, your ambition goes. Tuck your tail between your knees. Sleep with dogs, you're gonna catch them, please. I'm telling you this, I'm a sucker for a kiss. I'm gonna restrain, no, none at all. Telling you this, I'm a sucker for a kiss. I'm gonna restrain, no, none at all. We don't need this love prayer. When your brain gives you a heart attack. We don't need this love prayer. When your heart stabs you in the back.
Spearmint Click Click.
Unsavory right outside your door of shady tales you've not heard before. So feed this eager, twisted soul in shadows where our eyes could roll. Just dive in deep. Embrace the fear. Hear the whispers drawing near. Dark secrets none should overhear. In the dim light, truths unveiled. Tales of the night that ship has sailed. Keep holding on to what is dear. I won't endure the dark at hand. Don't dig those sheets from rotting tune. You're wrong and I'm good, it's not you too. When still a cheer, I'm cross vision, self sublime, living, and you're here. Missing when wing, mysterious fear, none in action. Why in it to will he a rental his deep search song? Red Jack, we got. It's in the words it has filled fall. We see it screams unfold and all. Let the darkness be your guide on this eerie spectral ride. Skittering across the floor, you'll be craving, wanting more. In the silence we conspire, lit by just a single fire. Skittering across the floor, you'll be craving, wanting more. In the silence we conspire. Skittering across the floor, you'll be craving, wanting more. In the silence we conspire, lit by just a single fire.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was June Rest, a track called Unsavory. That's their first release. It's a slab of pop punk loveliness, as you just heard. I can't find anything about them, really. Again, because it's the the first release. They might not have got everything set up yet. Possibly from San Francisco, in the bump that I got about them said they were influenced by pop punk of San Francisco, late 80s, early 90s, so it would make sense. But I don't know for sure. So there's no part of our weekly competition here. Right. It remains Tony 4, Paulie B in his next 3. I will also say that during that song, or those two songs, I did think that maybe Emperor Palpatine would probably go with Thorn.
Yeah.
And I think the Lib Dems, well, would be Borg. I think the Borg would go Lib Dems. I think Khan, thinking right, who are the big Star Trek bastards? Star Trek, both of Khan. I think Khan would probably be a reformer now.
Yeah.
I think the Borg would be Lib Dem.
Yeah.
No real reason there. I just think, well, I thought Lib Dem. Lib Dems have yellow. The SNP have yellow as well. And that's why my first thought was the Borg would vote SNP, because as far as the SNP are concerned, they're getting independence. Resistance is futile. So I reckon they might, because the Borg might think we can assimilate them into the EU. Do you see where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see.
Nice.
Right then. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, fiddlesticks. What are you going to do instead?
I'm going to remind people that if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination, or twat's really good. Thanks, which I responded to. Let me know your twats. Can't be Steve every week. So let me know what it could be, if you emailed us, of course. But yeah, let me know
you
your
can't
twats.
Expect him to. Of course you've not. Actually had a go at him for not getting in touch with us for nothing every week then.
No, he deserves a week off. But yeah, let me know your twats. Come on, get him in.
Fortunately, as briefly alluded to in the very first section, I've actually, in the same way that we kind of had Timo in the wrong bit, as well as the jokes this week, we got a poem from Jeff.
Ooh.
So I think we probably ought to hear his thing again, really. So proud of that.
Yeah.
If you have a poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email, Poetry Corner. Jeff says, I played at the fair last weekend. I had loads of fun. I sang a lot of silly songs and maybe shared a pun. I made mock of lots of people. They really felt the burn. I said, if you're mad, we can meet up later. My real name's Tony Hearn. A teacher bought me some mead and thought to slake my thirst. Later on, we had sex. But I had to put my hand up first. Jeff, P.S. Need your permission. Well, I wouldn't say need so much as I'm asking if it would offend you guys if I built puppets based on your characters to use in my act. A mohawk wearing sarcastic puppet named Paulie and a boring one named Mono Tony. Which I think is really harsh. A, because I ain't got a moe. And B, because I don't think you're boring.
No.
But anyway, that's what Jeff says, so it's in the twat. But you want to twat him?
No, it's fine. He can
oh, you're
do
fine,
it.
Are
Jeff
you?
Can do it. He's helped his life a lot over the years.
I quite like the idea of Jeff doing a Punch and Judy with me and you. Sat there. I wouldn't have to be Mr. Punch. You could be Mr. Punch. I'm not bothered about that. I just like the idea of us there with a string of sausages and probably a random crocodile.
It's like Punky from 10 years ago, isn't it? Is it? The old characters from season 4 or 5. before we had a drastic rewrite of the plot in a feeble attempt to get more ratings.
No, yeah, and I
changed our characters, and you were involved.
So anyway, that's is it.
Yeah, that's
is it.
Yeah.
Worth hearing Jeff's thing again? Of course, it too is. Much?
Nah, why not?
You can never hear it too much. Just hear it one last time. So proud of that. Last band this week, I said at the start, we're starting with Swedish action rock, we're finishing with it. It's only right that we should now get to Upploppets. UPPLOPPET. Say it how you like. All I can say is they are action rock from Gothenburg, Tony, the home, in my opinion, of action rock. Sweden's second city, Little London, Göteborg, a place I've been on a number of occasions, but sadly never saw a live band there, which I had done, which I've seen Upploppets. What is Upploppets' Bandcamp page?
Upploppets bap.bandcamp.com.
It is UBPLOPPET.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 5, fully being internet 3. This is Run Like the Wind. That's about the size of it for this week. That was Oplopet, Run Like the Wind. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show in a way they haven't done before, Tony.
Yeah, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page, all the shows are on there as well. You can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioandrew.se, and radiofolkestone.com. If you're down with a fire, you can find us on Spotify. App, be in the podcast section. And also Amazon Music, in their podcasts, Bit 2, and also, if as if that wasn't enough, you can get, if you get yourself one of Alexa devices, get the Punky Radio skill for Alexa, go to the skill store, search Punky Radio, download it, it's free. Thanks to Poco for that, you crazy hook Norlian. And let us know. Maybe if you've got an Alexa with this skill installed, why don't you show us a picture of it?
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. Rounded.
But you can't, yeah.